You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
And it's time for Agri Tuesday. We're going to be taking a look at the recommendations put out by the Competition Commission around the fresh produce market. This has been something they've been investigating for a number of years. Now the investigation has concluded. The report is out and their recommendations are there. I'm joined on the line by senior analyst at the Competition Commission, Derek Bowles, to take a look at this. Good evening, Derek. Thanks so much for taking the time. Let's start with a recap. I mean, it has been a number of years. Take us through why the initial investigation was launched in the first place.
Hi there, Jimmy. I suppose the genesis of this inquiry was off the back of the price, food inflation hike that we saw post-COVID. And I think that raised some concerns from us. We did have a look at it initially, and we were concerned around the price gates, the farm gates and the retail margin spread, and concerned really around, you know, whether there was perhaps any issues around price transmission through that value chain. So essentially what that meant, we were worried about what the farmers were getting for the produce that they were producing, and, you know, whether the retailers at least were making larger margins than what they should have been. So I think one of the key findings in the inquiry in that regard at least was that that's not the case. So there was issues around the gross margins for retailers. But I think, you know, just off the back of their, you know, massive cost base in providing, you know, consumers the value that they get from the retailers, I suppose, that comes at a significant cost. So that was really the genesis of it. But I think we went a little bit broader than that. We looked at the entire value chain. So we went from your inputs, so, you know, fertilizers, seeds, and crop protection products, all the way down through the value chain, you know, to the retailers. So, but I think one of the key findings coming out of this, and I don't know if you want to chat about it, but, you know, it's certainly something that sticks with me, is the importance or the significance of the national fresh produce markets. So if you look at what the issues around the world were, where, you know, there was complaints largely from farmers that they were getting exploited by the retailers, and the reality is that they simply didn't have another alternative route to market. I think what makes the South African market so unique is that we've got these national fresh produce markets, which are commission-based markets, and essentially they provide a service to the consumers and to growers as well, you know, in the sense that the whole idea behind them is that a small bucky producer can go offload a bucky load of cabbages and sell those alongside a large commercial farmer at these national fresh produce markets. And I think, you know, that provides a unique opportunity for small growers and emerging farmers, but it also provides a disciplining factor in the market. We see that the retailers and the growers actually have quite a good relationship, and there certainly weren't some of the traditional concerns that we were anticipating seeing in that, based mostly because of the disciplining factor that these national fresh produce markets present to the market. But I think what was of concern to us post the inquiry is just the state of these national fresh produce markets. Unfortunately, they are municipally run, most of them. I think Cape Town is the outlier in the sense that they're once privately owned. There's a PPP in place there. And I think that's really the model that we think as the commission is probably the preferred model. We did address that in our recommendations. But I think a large focus for us at least was on getting these NFPMs, as they colloquially referred to as, back up and running, because they do provide such an important service and, role within that entire value chain.
Derek, let's look at some of those other recommendations. I mean, obviously, wanting to protect, whether it's the consumer side of it, whether it's competition side of it, just protecting the sector as a whole is always a priority of the Competition Commission. And as you said, the ability to see the differences in how the different models are working. What are some of the other recommendations that came through from the investigations?
Well, so I mean, look, there was one recommendation which I suppose stands out in terms of the retailers in that, and it's more from a consumer protection basis, where we a little concerned around pricing transparency and the ability of your average consumer to compare prices across a product line within that retail space. So as an example, comparing the price of tomatoes at Checkers, relative to the price at Pick and Pay and so on and so forth. So I think we did look at that, and I think what we decided to do there is put in place a uniform pricing standard. And I think some of it has already come through within the retailers. I won't mention names, but where you've got a specific price per gram, price per 100 grams, whatever that might be, so that the consumers can make accurate comparisons. That is one that stands out, with regards to the retailers. Another one, which I think is quite controversial at this moment is the divestiture order with African Rainbow Capital. And I think that largely stems from a concentration issue at that market agency level where, we are seeing, evidence of an oligopoly in place there where the market is essentially run and controlled by the big four, so to speak. So, we were concerned about the concentration issues there, and African Rainbow Capital, has a significant stake in the two largest market agencies. And from a structural perspective, I think that was a concern to us. So we have imposed a divestiture order there where we require ARC to divest either shareholding in Subtropica or the RSA group. Just then in terms of, back to the NFPMs and there, we were trying to introduce, HDP market agents. That market is incredibly concentrated, as I indicated. And I think we're trying to, see how we get more effective participation with small market agents and specifically HDP market agents, historically disadvantaged persons. And so there are recommendations around that imposing, some sort of management arrangement with the incumbent market agencies to try and stimulate some sort of entry into that market. Another one which is of particular interest is, trying to get growers, what I mean by growers is your farmers to participate more, and especially your emerging farmers, and being able to get them into those markets more effectively and participating there. I mean, I think what we did notice, and we did, workshops around the country, specifically targeting and visiting, emerging farmers around the country. And I think as the technical team, at least, it was one of the most profound sort of memories and lasting memories from this inquiry is just seeing the difficulties that those emerging farmers are faced with, considering where these NFPMs are located and the cost involved in getting their produce at scale to an NFPM, because unfortunately they are, I wouldn't say excluded from the large retailers. The retailers are making great strides in incorporating them into their value chains, but the difficulty that these guys face is simply that they can't produce at scale. And the volume, that the volume requirements to supply to your large retailers and get produce to their DCs, to get on the shelves is incredibly hard for these guys. So that was one of the key elements to this inquiry, and it formed part of our theme three, which was, largely a barriers to entry sort of assessment and analysis.
In a market where there is so much going on, it's always nice to see the Competition Commission looking out for the little guys, creating fair market environments and creating equal opportunities for all, especially in the fresh produce space. We'll leave the conversation there, Derek. Thanks so much for the time and for the insights. Derek Bowles, Senior Analyst at the Competition Commission, on their recommendations around the fresh produce market following their investigations.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.